Carl Fisher is the executive director of Save Our Canyons, a group whose mission it is to protect the wildness and beauty of the Wasatch Mountains, its canyons and foothills. He invites the public to a forum designed to bring those on the Wasatch back into the fold of the real issues that face our landscape.
It's going to be a forum just to talk about a lot of the issues that have been confronting the Wasatch Mountains, really over kind of focusing on the past 6 years. We've been doing a lot of stuff in Salt Lake County, and we just really want to inform folks in the Park City area as to what some of those things have been and try and take a more holistic look at the Wasatch Mountains.
He says they want to engage a more diverse community in the efforts of Save Our Canyons and the issues facing the whole Wasatch. One of those issues is watershed, and on the panel at the forum will be Laura Briefer, the Water Resources Manager at Salt Lake City Corporation.
Salt Lake City has done an analysis on climate change and the availability of water and the impacts of climate change on our water resources. And, you know, she has some information about that that she'll be presenting. Of course, less availability of water means that the water resources could be more damaged by development and things going on in the canyon. So just that whole dilution is the solution to pollution. You know, with less water available, we're going to see potentially more impacts.
Fisher said watershed is not only an issue for the Cottonwood Canyons, but Park City as well. Another big issue is transportation, Fisher says, not only in the winter for skiing, but year-round recreation.
How do we provide more transportation opportunities for the summer months? You know, some of the biggest transportation clogs in the summer months come from people just going up to look at the leaves in the Cottonwood Canyons, you know. So we need to find year-round transportation solutions, not just focus on how to get people to and from the ski resorts, but how to more sustainably access these mountains.
The panelists, in addition to Briefer, include Lainey Jones from Wasatch Summit, Park City Councilmember Andy Bierman, and Chris Robinson of the Summit County Council. Fisher says the forum is meant to bring Park City and Summit County residents up to speed on the issues that have been concentrated along the Wasatch front, but that certainly affect the Wasatch back.
We've been working a lot in Salt Lake County for the past few years, and we've heard and talked to some of our members up in the Park City area that they don't really know, and they haven't been brought up to speed on what's been going on from the Wasatch Canyons Tomorrow effort that seemed to start a lot of this. And the Salt Lake County general planning processes, the revision to FCAS, all of those things that we've been working on, and now to the Wasatch Summit. How do all of these things interact?
The evening kicks off with a slideshow by photographer Howie Garber and ends with a presentation by Peter Metcalf, president of Black Diamond and former president of the Outdoor Industry Association. Again, the forum Uniting the Wasatch takes place Wednesday evening at the New Park Resort Hotel, beginning at 7 p.m. It's free to the public. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.